is long. Thank you.
Morning.
I'm in Jersey right before the Holland Tunnel. I just got gas.
What did you do with them today?
Oh, I went on a diatribe about why the New York Post is killing the world and ruining our brains.
Oh, so the New York Post.
Well, it's kind of the... It seems to be the structuring theme of the class. All the reasons why the New York Post is bad. No, we just had a work period, and then for the lecture, it was the usual, like, what am I going to teach? Oh, I'll just grab a copy of the Times and the Post and come up with a lecture out of that. So, we Xeroxed. I Xeroxed them in the front cover. It was fruitful. It was kind of the continuation of discussions we've had previously. But.
Right.
And it's funny, I've got one student who, like, is a completely loyal reader of the Post, but is really, really smart. Like, she knows exactly what the Post is, but still reads it.
Okay.
She knows, you know, it's really funny. It's really funny, but she really likes to argue with me, and she's really smart about it. So, like, every yeah, it's pretty funny.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
It's good to lighten things up a little bit.
Yeah.
It'd be no fun if they all just sat there passively agreeing to, you know?
Yeah. How are you? You okay?
No, I'm just, like, really, really exhausted, you know?
Gosh, I'm exhausted.
I mean, less than 5 hours of sleep thing doesn't really cut it for me.
Yeah. You have to teach tomorrow morning?
I have to teach all day tomorrow, like 8 hours.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's no fun.
No, to back to bed classes.
You should go to sleep now at 5:30.
No, I'm thinking about it. I'm already in my pajamas.
Oh, dude. And it's funny, I got a phone message from my mom on my office phone, and then when I came out, there were two messages on my cell phone, one from my mom and one from my dad on his cell phone.
Oh god, is everything okay?
Exactly. So I was like, I called back, and at first they said hello, and I said, what's wrong? They're like, oh, well, blah, 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 yeah, yeah. Granny's not doing well. Grammy's not doing very well. You know, we were just calling to say hi 3 times at all the phones we know how to reach you at, on all of our phones, and we were just saying hi, and we also wanted to tell you that Grammy's really not doing well.
Oh, goodness.
And we're trying to, and you need to go there now. So.
We need to go there now. Are you going to go there this weekend, or?
No, it's not that bad. I'm going to go in 2 weeks.
It's not that bad. In 2 weeks.
Like the 17th or something. Like right before I fly to Portland, so.
To Portland. Got it.
It's going to be one of those, like.
Mega travel craziness back and forth.
It's like I'm going to spend. I'm going to fly back to the city and fly out of the city in like about 24 hours, 48 hours.
It's crazy.
What's that?
That's crazy.
Yeah, so.
You're going to come back, teach a class, and then go back.
I'm going to come back, teach class, and then leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least the places you turn isn't that brutal. You know, it's not like flying all the way across the country.
Yeah. Yeah, flying to Detroit is really a pretty easy flight. And Dad and Steven are going to be there at that time. It was either that or...
They're going to be there.
No, I didn't really like the idea of just me going there.
Right. Oh, that's really good.
So, Dad and Steven are going to be there. And I'm going to stay a day later than them. But,
is there any update on the malignancy question?
Yeah, the update is that it was a little premature to be so optimistic, and that her internist, whom Dad knows intimately, having, you know, been the, you know, of course Grammy and Papa immediately say you have to talk to, you know, Dad. So, and he's, you know, had many conversations with him for, you know, 20 years.
Right.
In their slow decline. But, so Dad, he of course tells Dad the truth, you know, and tells Grammy what, you know, the doctor, you know, tells the patient so as to not give up hope, you know.
Right.
But Dad says, you know, like,
especially when the patient is, what, how old is she, 91?
I think she's 93 or 4.
93 or 4, right.
Maybe
yeah.
95. I don't think she's 95 yet. She, yeah. So, my aunt was planning on being out of the country in the last months of March, and he basically said to them that it probably is, we'll see how, you know, play it by ear, but it might not be a good idea to be leaving the country this March, you know, in March, that she could go as early as the last week of March.
Right.
So, and Mom, I can't even concentrate. Mom is going to be there the first week of April, like April 3rd through 5th.
Uh-huh.
And April 3rd through 5th. And, but I didn't, I mean, they kind of, Mom said this to me. She's just like, you know, if you can go earlier, go earlier, because she's really going to degrade, you know.
Right. And is it the kind of thing where it's like, there are people from your family, just there's going to be someone with her at all times?
I think that's kind of the idea,
uh-huh.
Especially as it gets closer and closer. And, you know, we don't know. I mean, she could last another 2 or 3 months, but it seems unlikely. It seems like she's really, 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 like, according to Lois, that she's really degraded a lot in the last 4 weeks.
Is she still at home, or?
Yeah, well, there, she's in that, like,
assisted living.
Yeah, she's like in the old person's dorm room.
Got it.
So, I mean, it's very...
God, it's just crazy how, you know, once you get that old, it's like you become a child again, you know?
Yeah, except... And in the funniest way, like you become a child again, just, and in the same way, like, you can't really take care of yourself, but you want to try to take care of yourself.
Right.
And you kind of play house the way, you know, because it's not, you can't really do it, so you, you know, but it's a little different because you actually at one time could.
Right.
I don't know. Anyway,
yeah,
I think she really is just, she's ready, you know, she's really tired. She doesn't, I mean, she's really conflicted about it, you know, but I think that she's just hasn't been herself since Papa died.
Right, yeah.
She's just been kind of a ghost. I mean, we all kind of knew she would go very shortly after.
Well, I think that's very common, you know,
yeah.
In people, when people have been married for, like, 50 plus whatever, 70 years,
yeah,
you know.
I think they were married for... like 60 some odd years or close to
60 some odd years, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
More than 60. Because I know their 50th. Was that something else? They got married when they were like 27. I mean, it has to be at least 60 years. Yeah, 60 some
odd
years.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, people who've been married that long, I think it's, you know, it's really, I think, you know, I hear stories all the time of, you know, like one partner dying and then the other one falling shortly thereafter.
I mean, all their friends are gone.
Right.
You know, they've witnessed all their friends die. You know, one of their closest friends, who is actually quite dear to me, you know, died 6 months ago. She was really young. She was in her, like, late 60s or early 70s. I mean, really young is a relative term. It's about right when she should die, but she was a very healthy person, but she just got cancer and, you know, hadn't really talked about it and kind of died abruptly. She didn't really tell anyone about it, actually. So. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I mean, maybe it was because Dad called. I knew that was going to happen. You know, like, I didn't, you know, like, I knew what I was getting into when I called them, and also that I was driving, so I had to stay focused. Like, I feel fine about it, but I'm sure that I'm going to really, it's going to hit me in a couple of days.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, geez. I wondered that.
you're like, I'm gonna change the topic to something good. Mom.
I thought maybe you're a person who has, you know, some positive news.
Yeah, Mom says that Wonder Dog is putting nose prints all over every glass surface in the house and in the car.
Ha ha.
Which is a wonderful thing.
True.
There's
all those, like, glass walls and stuff in your house,
right?
Mm-hmm.
In the
room.
Yeah, right? I didn't even thought of that. I was thinking more, like, in the front window, like, right where the back door is, there's, like, that double slot.
Oh, the double glass door. Yeah.
So, that's the favorite doggy nose. I mean, you look at the glass, and the glass is just, like, hold on a second, is this where I want to turn? Is this where I want to turn? I hope it wasn't, because I just... Oh, it was where I wanted to turn. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Hold on. Mega illegal. I just pulled a mega illegal turn. I don't know if I'm on the side of the street. It's, like, totally scratched up from all of the dogs. Hello?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Oh,
from their little claws.
Oh, from their bigger than kitty cat claws.
You know what you think.
And they're stronger than kitty cat lunges and attacks at the glass. Mickey and Carly's favorite thing to do was just one of them to sneak outside without us knowing and then attack each other through the glass. It was like totally play, but they would like viciously attack each other through the glass. I mean, of course they're not going to attack each other, right? They're attacking, like, the image of each other.
Right.
Or not even, you know, like...
It
was really, really cute, you know? And, I mean, we would grow impatient of it rather quickly because it was loud and they'd bark and, you know, when they clearly could just walk around, you know? So we would have to, like, throw one of them outside with the other one, like, very grab them and throw them outside, or, like, grab one of them and pull them inside.
Got it, dude.
So.
I was going to say, I got an update on the car today. The Allstate guy called me, and it looks like the front end damage is... basically, the deal is, like, the fender on the, like, driver's side front wheel, mm-hmm. wheel is, because there was damage to it both from the front-end collision and from the side collision,
mm-hmm.
but they're going to claim the damage on the front-end collision, because that's the one with the highest, you know,
mm-hmm.
damages, and then that actually puts the damages up to the side of my car under my deductible. So, it's not even going through insurance.
Okay, wait, what does that mean? That means you have to pay one deductible?
I'm paying one deductible, and then I just pay cash for...
Hello? Hello?
Automatic voice message system.